Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of Gracie the Witch, anytime it comes up in conversation, oh, by the way, I always want to see people's reaction. I was talking to a witch, and she told me that X, Y, and Z is going to happen. And for some reason, people are like, yeah, I saw that. Wait, how did everybody see Gracie the Witch? That's how much people get interested when you're doing non-sports, believe it or not, apparently. But Gracie, we'll see. We'll find out soon. I'm going to be a world traveler. I got to take care of my feet, though. We'll find out about that coming up. All right, Monday moons, penultimate moons being handed out here. They go away forever next Monday. Sam, where do you want to start?
Let's start with the Christmas moon. It's December, obviously. It's December 8th now. The entire house is decorated. The inside has been done. The outside is done. All the leaves are gone. The snow is here. And I have my Spotify Christmas playlist, which I've curated over the last 5 years. Yes, I'm that guy. I have a Christmas playlist. But we don't have any of the bad slow tunes. We got the hot Christmas tracks. So it is fully Christmas moon. And I've decided that I will be driving back starting on the 18th of December. And there may be our series finale. There may be a series finale bet sweats on December 19th at WGR in Buffalo. I have the Christmas spirit. Joe asked during the break, how long are you going to stay in Chicago for? I don't know. Like Christmas next year, maybe? Maybe the whole year? I'm in the spirit. It's tough to get in the spirit, but I'm in the spirit. So Christmas moon to anybody who would like to participate in Christmas moon. Number two is the I believe that we will win moon. Apparently, there was a drawing last week for the World Cup. Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. They play Australia. It'll probably be a draw. Woo! I believe that we will tie. Remember when your kids were singing the I believe that we will win all over the house?
Oh, when I hear it, I start singing it.
Well, have fun with that. John Murray is a huge soccer guy, and he wants me to go with him to the World Cup match. It is mid-June in Seattle. The U.S. men's national team will take on Australia. I don't think I'm going to go, but we had to hear about USA soccer Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So the soccer moon is very strong. As one would imagine, this show not a big soccer show. Remember, we bet the draw a couple times and made money. I'm like, oh, let's just bet the tie. The last moon is I like to call this one the flagship moon. After 3 months, the Chiefs are dead. It's over. It's done. I don't want to hear it. No more best team in the league. No more Mahomes this, no more Kelce that, no more Reed that, no more if you don't have a Chiefs bet, you're an idiot. The Chiefs are dead.
All in.
I did not plan that, for the record. I'd just like to be clear. I did not plan that. Let me do one more pour out for the Chiefs, who are finally dead.
Does that make room for another Super Bowl bet, though? If they're eliminated, you can bet another Super Bowl, right? Mine go with the Commanders, too.
What about the Texans? Texans next?
Because I think that's too easy because they're the ones that beat the Chiefs. But you might be right because the Texans might win out. It sounds crazy. Look at the schedule. There's a chance that they could win out. Yeah, that could be it. Indy's out too. It's got to be another AFC team. Is there another one in the mix? Not the Chargers. Know. Could be the Texans. Could be a good call there. All right. Very good. I saw people complaining about the World Cup stuff, and Murray was one of the tweets that I saw. I had no idea what he was talking about. He was complaining, and he's like, and I'm like, well, what's he talking about? I couldn't figure it out. I eventually figured out, oh, the World Cup draw. How exciting. All right. I've got some moons to hand out. You started going down this road, so let's do it. Let's do the candy stripe pant moon to Brian Gerch and company. I will never forget one of the great moments on this show, 10 toes down, when Gerch was so upset with the way the defense looked. Was it Kennesaw State? I always forget which non-conference game it was.
I believe it was Indiana State. They won 77-0.
73-0. Yeah, 70. I think it was 73, maybe 77. 73. Yeah, and then Gerch's takeaway was 10 toes down. Indiana is going winless. When Mendoza's at the podium and his teammates are chanting Heisman and he's got that you-know-what grin and Klatt's like pumping it up and, of course, Heisman, another Heisman moment for Mendoza, I couldn't help but think about Gerch when they're on the podium celebrating an undefeated season. It was truly remarkable. There's wrong and there's being big wrong. And I don't know that anybody's ever going to be more wrong than saying a team is going to go winless. And then they go on, they get the one seed, they go undefeated. Maybe they end up being the champions. And I think the likelihood is that their quarterback is the Heisman Trophy winner as well. It's truly remarkable. I can't wait to see how this pans out for Gerch. So candy stripe pant moon for Gerch. Let's go OPOY moon. Two more touchdowns, JSN, Colts, season over. Oh, let's check the numbers. There is a God. JSN minus 370.
Let's go.
Minus 370. So then this morning, I'm like, wait, which book was it at? I got to make sure that's still there. I don't know why I was thinking 80. Anyways, when I bet it, it was 50, and that was middle of September. It was 50-1, but thankfully I did find the ticket. So feeling good about JSN right now as the offensive player of the year. He's minus 370 favorite. Jonathan Taylor is third. I wouldn't mind if CMC comes back in the mix here. He was off this weekend. We grabbed some of that 40 last week. Wouldn't mind that. But as long as it's not Gibbs or Taylor, I will be very happy. One more moon to hand out. Have you seen this Turkish female basketball star, Semih Naz Oget? I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but she's phenomenal. She scored 69 points in a game the other day. And I saw Anthony Edwards say, I'll let her drop 69 on me any day. So Horny Come Moon on. Goes out to Anthony Come Edwards.
Come on. Really?
Yes. Look it up. That's what Anthony Edwards said. And I guess it's an ex of his. I wasn't sure who the quote was from, but there was a female that said she doesn't want to be your next victim. Calm your small blank. So good. So good. Some NBA drama over there. Anthony Edwards, horny moon. All right. Paul, do you have any moons to hand out?
Not following that. Nope.
You got none?
Yeah. Got one. Here's one, I guess. A me moon, because all week I was with you guys. Notre Dame belongs to be, deserves to be in. All numbers are saying they're in. Doing inside the betting lines with PJ Glasser on Saturday. Notre Dame, we start the show with that conversation. Notre Dame, Notre Dame, Notre Dame.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Around, I don't know, time zones, 2:30 somewhere, Texas Tech's in control. It's pretty clear they're not going to bail out the committee and knock them both out, even though the ACC title game hadn't happened yet. And Jesse Palmer, on top of like the Miami Alum Association doing their thing all last week, pounding the table for Miami, Jesse Palmer, like they put the bracket up. It's clear BYU's not going to make it. He crosses off, or at least circles, it was on mute, Notre Dame in the bracket, and literally writes with the telestrator, Miami. And at that point, I knew. And I bet Miami at 2-1 to make the playoff. Despite the fact that I thought it was insane, I thought it was the wrong decision, but I also realized, you know what? If I was the committee and I want to soft launch Miami past Notre Dame, it'd be great to have a TV partner to do my dirty work for me. And I don't think that's too tinfoil hatty, but I think it's pretty clear they, like, everyone got the assignment. And that was when I knew Miami was going to make it over Notre Dame. And that was before the SEC title game, too. And Notre Dame was, what, minus 1,800 to make into Sunday morning. So not being stubborn, Moon. Like I was with DeMar Hamlin against Joe Flacco, Moon, life, Moon. So that's all I got.
Two quick follow-ups. Number one, Notre Dame was minus 3,000 yesterday to make the playoff. Like 11 o'clock Eastern, minus 3,000. Second follow-up, I love that we've just stopped naming real moons and creating moons.
I am the moon.
I am the Eggman. I am the Walrus Moon.
Yeah, leading up to the selection show, like Lifshatz, our buddy Dan Lifshatz, a sports hub in Boston, was tweeting it out. He's like, Notre Dame to miss. I just bet it at plus 790. As it was getting closer, he's like, okay, it's plus 1120. Something must have leaked. Nope.
It was the only reason I did Miami. I felt pretty confident Miami was getting in. The committee's run by the SEC. The chairman's from the SEC. They're probably never going to leave Bama out, but I at least felt Miami's definitely in. Maybe with a total dud they keep, and three losses, they keep Alabama out, which is why I went to Miami angle. But shout out to anyone who bet Notre Dame the most.
I can't believe Alabama had minus 3 rushing yards and did not drop a single spot. That's a joke.
Insane.
It's amazing. Some guys, some teams perform poorly, you drop. Other teams, because it's Bama, because you're at that cut line, you do not. So a 3-loss, all that conversation about a 3-loss team can't get in, well, a 3-loss team.
Yeah.
Got it. Go to. How's Texas feel today, too? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that. Whole lot of issues. And now nobody's going to schedule any tough non-conference games moving forward.
Nope.
Hope you're happy. Hope you're happy. Jake, did you have any moons today?
Yeah, I got two. The first one is going to be something I texted Sam on Saturday night anyway. Serbians, moon. Southeastern Europe, moon. Itches, moon. The Fighting Illini, Eastern Europeans, just slapped the bleep out of Tennessee. It was awesome. But what I didn't need was Jelly Roll for 30 minutes at the booth giving his life story. Don't care. Show me the bleeping game. Ravich alone is bad enough. Why are we talking about Jelly Roll's weight loss journey? I do not care. Show me my giant Eastern European sons. Thank you. Anyway, Illinois wins by 13.
Do you have any tips?
That was awesome. What?
Jelly Roll?
Did he have any tips?
What moon?
All I heard was Paul saying any tip, and I was like, what? I don't know. I was not listening. But also, second moon, phlegm moon. I just woke up this morning, just the worst head cold of my life. I'm fighting demons right now. It sucks.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. I hate my life.
Yeah. Sounds like you've been out drinking with me all night. You should have also, Jake, I know you were telling us about your moons. When you said Serbian moon and itch moon, Paul's face was very confused.
I didn't know where it was going.
I had no idea. Oh, Jake, at a weekend. Ooh, boy.
No idea where you were going with that. None.
It's a part of being the jester.
What was the itch part?
Because, everybody on Illinois.
Oh.
Ivica itch, Merkovich,
I got it after I said it. Stajakovic. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
You know, we comprendo. Really should have had a meeting that should have had a meeting this morning to discuss this, Paul.
6 a.m. See all you tomorrow. Yeah. I stand by those
Jake's
decisions.
Moons.
Yeah.
What do you stand by?
The early production calls. No one had any idea what they were doing. Just trying to make cohesion.
Why is this on your mind today?
They just got brought back up.
I know, but why was it earlier?
Oh, just like, can you just like making fun of myself for the dumb stuff I used to do to like.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's filling out the LinkedIn. Directed morning meetings. Period.
That's yeah.
It's under his skills.
Paul, none of it.
Skills. Conference calls.
Skills moon.
All right. Other side. Let's find out where the room is at.
What Monday is on night the other football. Side?
Eagles. Chargers.
Paul, do we have to send someone to check on you?
It's fine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.